about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Haley and Lachlan with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a hydroelectric project has been shut down following the departure of every one of its employees due to widespread food contamination. Last week, 130 employees were airlifted out of the project in the remote town of Kidston in western Queensland after reports of moldy, maggot-infested food was served for meals. The Gen X pumped hydro project will remain out of operation until recommendations made by food inspectors have been actioned in camp. The CFMEU stated that the greatest threat to productivity is an unsafe worksite.
Brisbane GP clinics are suffering a shortage of vaccines for children. Supplies were disrupted after a wall collapsed at the Toll Healthcare Disruption Centre in Richlands, forcing it to close earlier this month. The former president of the Australian Medical Association in Queensland says they currently have shortages in vaccines for 18-month-olds and 4-year-olds, with a possibility of shortages for 2-month, 4-month, 6-month and 8-month vaccines in the future. Dr. Bolton said her clinic currently still has enough vaccine supplies for 6 to 8 week olds, which is a critical stage for newborns. However, if supplies dwindled, it was important that parents keep their babies away from sources of contamination until they get their first vaccinations. In national news, Dame Marie Bashir, the first female governor of New South Wales, has passed away at 95. She held the post for 14 years before stepping down despite the wide respect and admiration held for her, and is remembered for her work in the medical profession, children's services, and commitment to Indigenous and mental health. She is remembered as a formidable force for good, both a pioneer and an inspiration that blended dignity with warmth, according to Anthony Albanese. Premier Chris Minns has offered his deepest condolences to Bashir's family and all those inspired by her remarkable life.
An update on the Combating Anti-Semitism and Hate Speech Bill. The bill was passed late last night after last-minute amendments between Labour and the Liberals. The bill allows for the outlawing of extremist groups based on the government's own definitions of what qualifies as hate speech and anti-Semitism. Albanese stated that the government had wished for the bill to be stronger, but had to water it down in order to gain enough votes. The Nationals and the Greens opposed the bill on the grounds that it would impinge free speech, with former president of the Australian Lawyers Alliance stating that the bill could have unintended consequences. In international news, the Prime Minister of Greenland has warned citizens to prepare for a possible invasion after recent threats made against the country by the U.S. Reports out of the U.S. have stated that forces are stationed and ready to be sent to either Greenland or Minnesota on short notice. Trump has stated that he no longer feels an obligation toward peace with the government of Denmark after he claimed to stop 8 wars and didn't receive a Nobel Peace Prize, which is notably an award given by an independent organization.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with chances of a possible shower. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. And that's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, catch up with us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
At 4zz, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land.